Welcome to A Dose of Sugar Water.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of A Dose of Sugar Water. And I wanted to introduce our topic tonight. Our topic tonight will be all about learning from our lessons. What prompted me to have this talk is I was reading a comment from someone that they were questioning about an incident that happened with them. And they were talking about how they had something that happened inside of their home, some type of dysfunction that was going on with an appliance inside of their home. And they had someone come in to look at the appliance. And in the midst of looking at their appliance, the person who had come into the home was saying that they had found more stuff that was going on with the situation. And when the homeowner said that she wanted to talk to her insurance people, the person who was there basically told her, no, you don't have to do that. Let me, you know, I know somebody. I bring somebody in. And she, you know, went with his recommendation without researching the people, without doing anything as far as bringing the people in. She just depended on this one person that she didn't really know to do the work for her. And in the midst of her accepting that particular subcontractor to come in and try to fix the situation, they had her sign paperwork. And as she signed paperwork, she didn't read it. She asked them what was the paperwork about. And they told her, you know, this just to say that you acknowledge that we're going to do the work or whatever. She signed that paperwork and they started basically tearing apart her appliance and her counters in the process of that. And in order to complete that, they had her sign more paperwork. And again, she asked them, well, what is it that I'm signing? They told her, well, it's just this and that. And she signed it without really reading or researching herself. And bottom line up front, what happened is she was left with her counters and everything else broken, destroyed. The contractors and the subcontractors were not contacting her back. And she actually had a picture. She showed a picture of her whole sink area dismantled. And she wanted to know, what should she do? And it frustrated me because at first my thought was, why don't we do our due diligence when it comes to us, right? Why don't we do our due diligence? Why don't we, you know, take that, you know, she said she wanted to contact her insurance company. Why didn't she just go with her first thought? Why didn't she trust herself to go ahead and go through with that process? And instead of depending on somebody else, it's like I heard myself tell me, you know, I always talk about that inner voice. Your intuition is telling you that you need to do more work. You need to do something else. And you choose to believe somebody else over you as if you don't have enough confidence in what you are telling you. And I understand that we experience things. And I understand that we have to go through things sometimes to get a lesson out of it. And I wanted to talk about the importance of that lesson. When we don't acknowledge the lesson, we have a tendency to go through that same experience over and over again. The truth of the matter is we shouldn't have to experience the same exact lesson more than once. When we get to a point where we have experienced something that didn't work out for us, and we get into a similar situation and we do the same thing, then we are then choosing the situation. The first time it is an experience, it's a lesson for you. When you choose to do something again the exact same way, so the next time something come up and your intuition tells you, no, you do this, and you allow someone else to talk you out of yourself. When you have somebody talk you out of what you know, and you experience that same thing over and over again, we should never have to experience the same exact lesson over and over and over again. Instead, when we experience something bad, when we experience something that we don't appreciate, that's not good for us, what if we looked at the lessons inside of that instead of mourning about it? What if we looked inside of that experience and said, you know what, this is where I take responsibility. This is where I made the wrong choice. This is where I didn't do the work. This is where I didn't trust myself. And so when I get into this situation again, it's not going to be the same thing because I know a little bit better now, so I can do a little bit better. I'm not saying you'll never get into something that's not perfect, but what I'm saying, that lesson should not be the exact same lesson that you have experienced before. When we keep experiencing the same lesson over and over again, we start to blame something outside of ourselves. We start blaming them. We start blaming the contractors. We start blaming the subcontractors instead of saying that I am still making the same choices, the same decisions that got me in this place the first time. Why haven't I gotten the lesson out of it? When we go through something that is not pleasant for us, if we took the time to look at those lessons, to look at the way that we made our decisions and to adjust accordingly, right? So the next time someone come into this woman's house and they say, hey, sign these papers, trust yourself to read the papers. First of all, do due diligence on your part to take care of you. And when your intuition tell you to do something else, don't let someone else talk you out of you. And there's no way that you should put yourself in a place where you are experiencing something over and over and over again. And that goes with anything, whether it's you getting your appliance fixed and you end up with torn up cabinets. It's the same thing when it comes down to what you do inside of relationships. It's the same thing what you do when you choose friendships and the way that you operate inside of those friendships. It's the same way that you choose business partners or business ventures and the way that you operate inside of those business partnerships and ventures. Learn from your mistakes. Learn the lessons. Yes, you'll probably be sad about it. You'll probably be upset about it. And, you know, you're going to, you know, I have no doubt you're going to feel down about it when you make choices that's not the best for you. But if you look at those choices and those experiences as lessons and get something out of it and see where you are and see what part you played in it, see what part that you played in it and the things that you can do different the next time something similar to this come up, then I guarantee you, you won't find yourself going through a lesson over and over and over again. I guarantee it, because you'll know better. And then you'll do better. It's so disappointing to see someone get stuck in the cycle of believing that bad things happen to them. It's sad and it's disappointing, because the truth is, we make the choices on the things that happen in our lives. Yes, we make sometimes. It's nobody's fault, right? Nobody knows all the answers. So we never know how our responses are going to be met. We don't know what the results are going to be when we make those choices the first time. But we all have a part to play in the things that we choose, the things that we bring into our circles, the people that we bring into our lives. We have a choice in that. And when we get to a point where we can't trust the voice inside of us, our intuition, when we get to a point where we can't trust our own judgment and we allow someone else to make those choices for us, that's when we get to the point where we're blaming everything outside of ourselves, when in reality, you have control of everything that happens inside of your life when you are making the choices. If you make a bad decision, this don't mean, you know, stay inside of a space and be forever scared to do anything or to go anywhere. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, when you're making those decisions, you're making those choices, and a result happened that is not pleasant for you, learn from that lesson so that you don't have to repeat it. It's just like when you're in school. When you go to school and you get the lessons and you understand it and you can apply the things that you know, you advance to the next level. You don't have to repeat that grade again. The same thing happens inside of the decisions and the choices that we make in our everyday life. When you make a mistake, look at the part that you didn't understand and get some understanding from it. Look at the things that you didn't do and learn to do it next time. There is always an answer. There is always an option. Always an option, even when the option is to do nothing. Learn from those things. so that we don't find ourselves in the same hole every single time. And then we won't ever find ourselves in a space where we feel like this is what's happening to me. We won't ever get to that point. We'll get to the point of this is the decision. This is the choices that I make. I know next time to, if I don't want to end up in this exact same space, in this exact same situation, then I need to make different choices in my life. I need to learn to start trusting the voice that's inside of me. Learning to trust your own judgment. Learning to trust that little feeling that you get inside of you when you know this don't feel 100% to me. Learning to trust that and get over that, but what if I don't? Or what if I'm wrong? Or what if? The thing is I would rather fail on my own than fail from somebody pushing me. Pushing me over and off of it and me helping them do that. I would rather fail honestly. And that way I can learn from that and move forward. But if we keep letting people decide for us, or we keep neglecting to do our own due diligence, when we refuse to do the research, when we refuse to understand that every choice that we make is a choice, that means that there are options. And we have to look at every single one of them and not just take it for granted, not be lazy in the way that we do our processes for ourselves. We just have to be better. We have to do better. It really broke my heart when I saw the lady asking about her. Her counters were just broken up. And her counters weren't even the issue. It was something totally unrelated to what they destroyed. But it was all because she decided that she was going to trust someone else's opinion and thoughts over her own. And she ended up with this. And I can only pray that out of all of this, she learned that she can at least learn to trust herself, to at least put in her own research and her own due diligence for herself and not depend on someone else to move you through life. So I just wanted to jump on real quick because I wanted to share that with you, because ever since I read that post, I felt some type of way about it. It feels like, you know, we put ourselves and make ourselves feel as if we're hopeless or that we're helpless, and we're not. And we're not. We just choose things that are not best for us. So I'm not going to keep being this dead horse, but I hope you guys were able to get something out of this. I hope you, if you're in the midst of making decisions and making choices, that this helped you in some type of way, that you're not constantly repeating the same mistake over and over again because of your fear of being able to trust yourself.
Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of A Dose of Sugar Water. Go ahead now and leave a review wherever you're tuning in from, and be sure to come on back for your next dose of sugar water. Take care of yourself and each other, and I'll see y'all on the other side.